Yeah, the Shires and a Thousand Hallelujahs. And I just had to play that song as an intro in honour of my guest today, Andy Robb. So welcome to Phoenix FM, Andy. Or should I say welcome back, because I think you were here a couple of years ago.
Hey, good afternoon, Scott. We were indeed, with my wife, Jane.
Ah, and this time you're celebrating a birthday in a few weeks' time, aren't you?
Yes, Scott, it's not actually my personal birthday. It's the birthday of Revival Church Billericay. It's a church which my wife Jane and I lead. And on 19th of November, we're 5 years old.
Oh, congratulations. But you are cheating a bit, methinks, because you were originally known as the Christian Growth Centre and only became the Revival Church of Billericay in February last year. So why did you change your name? And is it just to celebrate two birthdays a year?
Yeah, very amusing. Yeah, you're absolutely correct, Scott. Yeah, Revival Church Billericay did in fact begin its life as CGC Billericay, but it became increasingly clear to us that not many people actually knew the initials stood for Christian Growth Centre.
Right.
So the original reason for the name is that we're part of the Christian Growth International Church Network. But around 2.5 years ago, as we began to review our logo design, we realised that we needed a name which probably better communicated who we are and where we were at that time.
All right, and are you having any special celebratory events then? Because you did 3 years ago, didn't you?
Yeah, we like to actually celebrate as much as possible. But yes, we are, in answer to your question. We meet Sundays 10:30 a.m. at the Billericay School just to flag up our venue. But on the 19th of November, we're going to be giving over our meeting really to a special celebration. So just bigging up.
Are you going to tell us what that is? Are you keeping that under wraps?
We might have some food and some nice drink and things like that. We like to do things well. So just a family affair in that respect, but anyone's welcome.
All right. So tell me, why did you feel it necessary to start a new church, and what's different about you and from the mainstream churches? And to put it in commercial terms, so what's your USP?
What's our unique selling point? Well, to answer that question, we'll need to go back a few years to when Jane and I were part of what was then called CGC Chelmsford. Mm-hmm. The leadership there had for some time since God leading the network to start a church in Billericay, and they approached Jane and me to consider making it happen. Long story short, we agreed with their sense that this was of God. So it wasn't really about bringing the Christian Growth International brand to Billericay, rather following God's leading, if that makes sense, Scott.
Okay, so did you already have a religious upbringing?
Yeah, I did. Can I come back to that in a minute? Could I just develop the previous question?
Yes, please.
I was just thinking about what you're saying. Actually, there's a few more things actually I wouldn't mind saying.
Then
I will answer that question. Yeah, you asked also, just remembering, what is the different about what we do from mainstream churches?
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't really want to skip over that. But I guess my answer would be that for others to say, that's not really skirting the question. But what I do need to say is that we are actively part of churches together in Billericay. So we regularly meet with the other church leaders in the town, and we join with the other churches for bi-monthly prayer services and other events. But what I can tell you is what matters to us at Revival Church Billericay. And really, hopefully this answers your questions. And I'd say the answer is twofold.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, we are intentional about creating a church environment in which people can discover who God is and then be equipped to share their faith effectively in their everyday life. So to serve those goals, we not only have a full program of Sunday activities for all ages, but we meet in home groups, share life together over meals. We like food and spending time together. And we generally generate as many opportunities as possible for people to feel they belong to Revival Church, the Revival Church family. I'd say probably the most frequent comment we get when people come to the church is that they powerfully sense God's presence. In other words, what they mean by that is that they can feel he's there, if that doesn't sound strange. And just to sort of bring this to a close, answer this question really, but with regard to equipping our people, among other things, we use the Bursted Golf Club just outside on the fringes of Billericay, which is a great venue four mm-hmm. times a year, for two of our ongoing training programs, really to equip our people. One is called Leadership Academy, which trains people to understand themselves, which is really always important, and also to understand other people so they can lead well in their life. So everybody is a leader in their environment in that respect. And then we also have something called the School of the prophetic, which really just trains people to hear from God, and so that they can communicate the love of God in ways that people take note of and hopefully respond to. Sometimes we don't, we aren't always good at communicating the Christian message, and so we're just trying to do that better. And just, I would say, our other focus as a church really is our love of the town. We love Billericay, and we just don't want to just limit what God is doing to the revival church environment, but really just to find ways of overflowing this into Billericay. Sorry, and you had another question for me about my upbringing.
I was really asking if you had a religious upbringing.
Yeah, that's also a really good question. Thanks for asking. Yeah, my parents are both Christians, and I was raised in a Methodist church. I think I'm actually fifth generational Methodist. I don't know quite what I mean by that, but it goes down the generational line anyway. But going to church isn't the same as being a Christian, really. That might be a self-evident statement, but it was... Personally, it was the death of a friend when I was in my 20s, which is quite a long time ago, which really rocked my world. And the big question that left with me was this life it, or was there more? And I guess that's a question many of us have probably considered. And the question was, if there was something more, you know, what you'd call a spiritual realm, then I needed to know. So that really sort of started my pursuit over a few years. And after going down... a number of blind alleys, I had an experience of God, if that doesn't sound odd, which not only transformed my life, but resulted in me knowing that he was real and that he loved me. And it was, if this doesn't sound cheesy, it felt a little like I was coming home. And and really, it's the reason, Scott, I'm sat with you in the studio today. I wouldn't be sitting here today if something significant hadn't happened 30 years ago, actually.
So can you enlarge on that a little bit? How were you able to identify this as God's work?
Okay, it's a good question, yeah, and I'll try and explain as best I can. It was a Christian meeting, and the leader of the meeting, just towards lunchtime, just said, invited anyone who wanted to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, which is terms I'd not really heard of before, to put their hands out and to receive God's power. Now, the only time I often joke about this, I'd lifted up my hands, was to hold a hymn book. So lifting them up without a hymn book felt really odd to me. So I thought, well, someone had paid the money for my ticket, so I thought I'd get my money's worth on that day. Anyway, so I did that.
Seems reasonable.
Yeah, I did that feeling a little bit awkward, but I can only describe it. It felt like the room, the hall, like a tsunami was sort of like coming from the front of the room. And I was just watching what was happened, and I was sitting two-thirds of the way back. And As the woman at the front invited the Holy Spirit into the meeting, and for those who wanted to receive it, it's like a wave. I was watching different people respond to it. Some people, like, there was just like in tears, just gently crying. Some people, like, with joy. Other people, they were responding in a personal way to God. It took me a little while to twig this was coming towards me as I watched this wave of obviously God rolling over people. And I thought, ah, it's going to come over me. And suddenly it was like this weighty, I use the word presence again, and a sense of God come upon me. I stood there for about half a minute and I thought, I'm not sure I feel comfortable with this. It didn't feel bad. So I put my hands down. Immediately the weightiness left me. But what remained really was just a sense of God's love for me, as I've been, you know, taught about, as I'd grown up, but I'd never experienced that, and God's love for me. And I felt a real peace. Mm-hmm. I couldn't explain it that time, but suddenly some things started sparking off of me. And I know it sounds a bit odd, but I suddenly just knew God was real. I knew the Bible was true. Not that I understood it, because I was just a novice. I was just starting. Mm-hmm. But there were some things that came clear to me, which are difficult to explain with words, except I had an inner knowing that this was the God of the Bible. This was to do with Jesus. This was due to this was connected to the things I've been taught in my upbringing in church, but never experienced as a reality. And I guess it's a bit like going to a restaurant. You could go and look at the menu forever, but never taste of it. And there's a bit in the Bible, sorry to quote it, but it says, "Taste and see that God's good." Mm. And actually, God is to be experienced. And I didn't realise that until that day. And And that completely revolutionised my life. And yeah.
Well, thank you for that. You know, I'm sorry I threw that in at you.
No, happy. A little bit.
So how do you begin to start a new church and attract people to you?
An intriguing question. Yeah. Well, at the time when I was talking about in the past, Jane and I were hosting a church home group for CGC Chelmsford, as it was. It's called Skylark Church now in Chelmsford, if some of you are living in Chelmsford. Mm-hmm. And we were meeting in our house, people from Billericay generally, and some of these people formed the nucleus of this new church. Not everyone wanted to travel with us. We gave people that option. I mean, they can choose freely. And we then began to meet. We hired out Costa in Billericay for 6 months on Sunday mm-hmm. night mm-hmm. after it closed. And we used it really just to establish the church's spiritual foundations, why we did what we did, what the DNA really was, why we were there, and also to build a team, really. So that was the precursor to us launching. Then we had a big launch with all the churches together in the town in the High Street in November 2012. And then we began meeting in, of all places, the function room of the Rising Sun Pump in Billericay, which doesn't exist anymore. The landlord at the time was a brilliant guy, and he even offered us a bar staff as part of our meetings. If we declined, we said, we'll come to the pub after.
Yes.
And then we moved on to the Billericay School, sixth form common room in 2014. We're now meeting in the main hall of the Billericay School. We hire three classrooms, and we've also got a storage container on the site. So we've got a big footprint there on our Sunday meetings. And just to say, we've also got like an office in the town centre in Billericay. But you've asked how we attracted people, but the answer is really, one thing's for sure, we actually never say to people, you must come to Revival Church Billericay. That's not our style. We leave it up to people. We tell people what we do, but we don't say we're the next best thing since sliced bread, because as I say, we belong to churches together in Billericay, so we respect what other churches do. But people tell people. People will find out about us on social media as well. So there's many ways. So word gets out as well. But we let what we do the talking, rather than trying to, you know, use that persuasive means. Yes.
So how many active members do you have now?
Yeah, well, probably about 90 people at present of all ages. You know, people have come and gone, and people come times to do a look-see. But we're quite a diverse bunch. And I say whilst numbers are important, I would say if we want to be a strong influence in our town and beyond, it's equally vital that our people are really trained and equipped as disciples of Jesus, as mature Christians. So not just Sunday churchgoers, which I was for my early part of my life. I didn't realise I was, but actually people who've encountered God and are equipped in that, you know, and that can be fun without being, you know, just heavy.
All right. Can I take you up on, you mentioned that you work very closely with Churches Together, but Churches Together, is that purely Christian churches?
It is, yes.
Right. Okay. That's what I wanted to clarify. Okay. Now, you mentioned you love a Billericay earlier, and I believe that in this connection, you've got links with the Billericay Street Pastors. Of course, we've had Noisy Phil in here at times, but I wonder if you'd like to expand on that and just what they do.
Yeah, well, Jane, my wife, and I are actually street pastors ourselves, so we go out once a month into Billericay High Street. Phil Norton is actually who's the coordinator.
Yes.
Street pastors. He's part of our church as well. A number of the Revival Church people are street pastors, but street pastors, Billericay Street Pastors, is made up of people from across the churches in Billericay, so it's a joint venture. But street pastors operate the length and breadth of the UK, really serving communities on Friday and Saturday nights, really caring for people who've perhaps had maybe a little too much to drink. We don't judge people, we just go there to help people. We hand out bottles of water, particularly if someone's dehydrated. We've got flip-flops, particularly also if females have gone out optimistically thinking they're going to wear them when they're probably not able to wear them, let's put it like that, towards the latter part of the evening. So we've got flip-flops, which they're grateful for. we'll chat to the door staff, we get to know them by name, we become sort of part we've become part of the town. We help people get taxis, people who are vulnerable, people who have lost their friends. We've even got lollies just to sort of like as a starter for 10. So we're there, we've become part of the furniture of the town, we've become part of the fixtures and fittings of the town. That's really what I'm meant to say. So we're there every Friday and Saturday, and we also, we've got St Mary's, which is the church in the high street, which is our hub base from which we go out of. So it's really looking after the people of Billericay. We've got a brilliant community in our town. Loads of people are doing loads of good community work, and I think we just want to add to that and serve an excellent community already.
Now, some of your pastors are also at the Billericay Town Football Club, are they not?
Yeah, that's from across the churches, but yes, we've got some people in our church, but some of the other churches as well, they serve Billericay Town Football Club. It's a new venture, but they're just to serve once more the football community. It's not so much as Glenn Tamplin, who's doing a great job there, but actually just serving the people who go there. So it's early days, but it's a great thing.
Well, you obviously do work very closely with the community, but have you got some events coming up that you're going to be doing as
well? Churches Together, we've got, every year we get involved in the Billericay Christmas Market. There is an enactment and some ongoing acting things outside, but also in St Mary's there's regular carol singing from all the churches, so we'll be taking part of that. It's just a good excuse to sing your heart out over Christmas. We're also going to get involved, like lots of people are, in one of the Saturday park runs at Lake Meadows in the new year, just stewarding that. And just to say, we also as a church run the Love Billericay social media brand as well. If you've seen that around, well, you know, that's what we do, just to big up Billericay as well. So we love our community, and it's just one way of serving them.
Now, from all of you said, you probably fired up a lot of people's interest. So when and where can they come along here and see you and your team in action?
Yeah, well, we meet most Sundays. We won't be there on Remembrance Sunday because we're joining the rest of the town for the Remembrance Day service, but we're at the Billericay School, 10:30 a.m. Sundays. But you can also find us on revivalchurchbillericay.com. We're on Facebook and Twitter as well. So, you know, you do a Google search.
All
the bases covered. Yeah. So just if you want to go to our website, find a little bit more about us. But if you turn up on a Sunday, we've got a wonderful welcome team outside. Yeah. We've got nice coffee, really important to me as well. Nice coffee as well. And a warm welcome awaits. It does.
All right. Well, look, thanks very much indeed for coming in. And have a great birthday celebration.
Indeed we will, Scott.
Good stuff. Thanks a lot again. Thank you.